USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. So far, not too awful at one of the biggest crossings between the USA and Mexico, El Paso. NBC correspondent Julia Ainsley has been watching the flow of migrants since the expiration of Title 42 early this morning.
It could be that it's in the coming days that we'll see the real impact of Title 42 lifting, because it's once the Border Patrol facilities, those processing centers get full, and then they release to the shelters get full, that we'll see more people sleeping on the street.
The new policy, known as Title 8, mandates that people who want asylum apply before they reach the border. In Brownsville, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says that's not good.
This is the Amazon version of illegal immigration. They're going to make it fast and deliver them anywhere in the country.
And last night, a Florida judge temporarily blocked the plan to let migrants who have applied for asylum stay in the USA until their cases are resolved. That was implemented to stop overcrowding at detention centers. The man seen on video choking another man to death on a New York City subway has surrendered to police. Daniel Penny is expected to face a charge of second-degree manslaughter in the death of Jordan Neely. Southwest Airlines says it's fully staffed and ready for the summer travel rush. But Southwest pilots have authorized their union to call a strike should contract talks break down. Union officials say 99% of its 10,000 members voted for strike authorization. Spring in the Pacific Northwest usually means high temperatures in the 70s, but not today. It could hit 90 in Portland and Seattle, thanks to a high-pressure system that stretches into the plains of Canada. That's bad news in Alberta, where several large wildfires have been burning for several days. The University of Michigan's ongoing track of how we feel about the economy is taking a sharp turn down. The measure of consumer confidence has fallen by about 9% from last month, erasing the gains of that gauge in the past few months. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
More Tesla troubles. It's recalling all of its electric vehicles sold in China, thanks to a braking problem that might increase the risk of a crash. Most of Tesla's cars sold in China are made in China, but a few come from the Tesla plant in the San Francisco Bay Area. We often hear that the problem with mass shootings in the USA is a mental health issue more than a gun issue.
We'll continue to look at how we can find a way to identify individuals who, because of their mental illness, should not be able to purchase firearms.
Texas Senator John Cornyn's not happy to learn how non-reporting of mental health issues can lead to tragedy, like the 8 people killed at a suburban Dallas mall. That shooter had been kicked out of the military during basic training.
The separation from the military without any formal adjudication looks like it's fallen through those cracks.
But Cornyn also says he opposes a ban on assault-style weapons. He says millions of those weapons are in the hands of law-abiding citizens. Another state's considering making women liable for criminal charges if they have an abortion. Alabama lawmakers are looking at a bill that would let prosecutors charge women with murder. The bill would also grant the right to life and equal protection for unborn children. A Southern California woman's fighting to keep her 2 pigs, calling them emotional support animals. Oxnard, California bans keeping pigs as pets in the city. The woman's asking for an exception because she uses the pigs to cope with depression and anxiety. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.